when you come into a project like this, do you also look at it when you read a script with a directorial eye, or can you put that side of you to the side?
Well, that's an interesting question. You try to put it aside. Sometimes it's hard, you know, to avoid the fact that you've directed a film and you have that eye. You try to shut that eye down because you want to let the director have his way. But sometimes you're lucky, like in David Lowery's case, he was very collaborative. So if I had any thoughts or ideas, he would welcome them. And I would do that with him behind, you know, the scenes. It's pretty hard to divorce yourself from your director's eye when you're acting, but it's a good thing to do. Mm-hmm.